Massachusetts, on December 12, 1983. The introduction is by Jack Kornfield, the first 20 minutes talk by Mu Sang Sunim, and the questions and answer by Son Sunim.
Since coming to this country, San Sunim, through prodigious effort and energy, has founded a large Zen center in Providence, which has a monastery and long three-month retreat like this, and a large community that lives together, and a great deal of other parts of practice, of style of daily practice and community and working practice. And Zen centers in California and other parts of this country, in Canada, in Europe, I believe five of them in Poland, and recently back from founding a Zen center in South America. I've been very successful in both teaching many people and training people to teach to spread the ability for people to come and practice Zen through the centers. He's also been a very great support and friend to Insight Meditation Society, who's come many years in a row now to teach at the end or during three-month retreats and other times, and I consider him a very wonderful and valuable teacher to myself. He's come with a number of students, and tonight, as is his usual format, we'll first have a short Dharma talk of some kind from Mu San Sunim, who is one of the Dharma teachers from that center and who travels with San Sunim. And after hearing the Dharma talk, then Zen Master San Sunim will take questions based on that or anything else that you like. A good part of the spirit of his way of teaching is through question and answer. So I would encourage you very strongly, if after 3 months you have any questions left, that you take the opportunity to ask him. Thank you.
So Sansanim asked me to say something about my experience sitting Zen, which is a good subject. Frankly, I hate sit well. I mean, you all have sat 90 days. I'm really in awe of that. I'm a chanting man myself, but and so I found out I was giving this talk just as we got in the car, and proceeded to get intense energy up, as we say in our school. That means all the blood goes to your head and you start getting this red all over. And I kept thinking, you know, here I am a Zen monk, and I am going to this Vipassana center, and I must straighten them out. So that feeling persisted while we were sitting in the staff room waiting for dinner. The longer we waited for dinner, the more strong that feeling got. So I started out, I was just a nice Jewish boy and I wanted to become a scientist and save the world. Generation of the 60s. And so that went out the window after, I had two good friends in high school, we were all mathematicians, and at the age of 16, we realized that none of us had done anything famous in mathematics, so we were already over the hill. So one of my friends, my other two friends both went on to get PhDs, and one of them waited about 5 years more before he gave it up. But I gave it up right then and went into the humanities and read a lot of Russian poetry, which made me realize there was a lot of stuff I didn't know anything about, like human beings. But reading Russian poetry didn't help, especially not at Harvard University, because I had this one teacher, he would always say, literature has more to do with other literature than with life. I must say that was one of the better koans I ever got. You know? So I gave that up and went to law school via, first I did some civil rights work because I wanted to help people. And I went down to Mississippi. There were a group of very religious Southern black students working to help people. But I was not a religious Southern Baptist. I mean, that's sad but true. And so I didn't quite fit in. So that was politics. Politics was very interesting in those days. We found out that if you were carrying any idea of your own, it sort of infected your political work. So you thought you were there to help people, but in fact, you were really there because you couldn't tell your father off, so you were going to tell off all these Southern white folks that didn't know any better. So that didn't work too well. I sort of burned out on that and went to law school, where I was going to learn how to do good for people. Then the Vietnam War came along, and it was pretty hard to keep much faith in law after that. And so I tried psychiatry. I sat on the couch and talked about my feelings for years and years. And that was real interesting, but I think everybody here knows about that. It's like, so what, you know? In fact, the best thing my shrink ever said was, I kept saying, well, how long is this suffering going to go on? He said, when you get sick of it. And Sansanim says the same thing, but somehow he makes you get sick of it quicker. So basically, I tried everything the West had to offer. And then I found Buddhism via LSD, but that's another story. Those were in the days of Timothy Leary and the Tibetan Book of the Dead, you know, so one trip and I was hooked and reading all this Tibetan stuff, which was wonderful. But, you know, without a teacher, it's pretty hard to make sense of these passages about first you'll see a yellow light and then if you push this button, you'll see a green light, but you should wait until the white light comes because that's, wow, you can really space out on that. So I put that all down for a long time until I finally got really desperate and went to hear a talk on Buddhism that Sunstream happened to be giving in New Haven, Connecticut. And at that time he said something real simple. Someone asked him the question about their mind. And he said, is your mind inside? Oh, he said, is this watch inside or outside your mind? They were talking about their heart and their feelings and their mind. And he just said, is this watch inside or outside your mind? And they said, well, inside. And he said, where is inside? Well, in here. He said, oh, your mind's very small. So the student was very stumped at that point. And he said, don't make inside, don't make outside, okay? So that really hit me. It's like I'd read a certain amount of Greek philosophy and Socrates, and I really liked that. And it seemed like here Sunstream was doing the exact same thing, taking someone's thinking and just stopping it. You know, people always said Socrates was like a stingray. He just made you numb all over. And that's exactly the effect of listening to Sunstream. You had all this thinking, and then boom, it was all cut off. So I liked that a lot, and I liked Sunstream a lot, so I started sitting meditation and immediately went overboard thinking, which is not what you're supposed to do. So after many adventures, Sunstream inveigled me into moving into the Providence Zen Center, you know, giving up my home, my friends, my psychiatrist, everything, and moved into the Providence Zen Center where I was going to get enlightenment and find truth. I'd always wanted to find truth because, frankly, I found this whole world is was a big drag. And I just thought if I could go somewhere and find truth, you know, I could forget about this world. But really, it is a drag, you know, and have a good time contemplating the truth. So I arrive at the Providence Zen Center, and we're doing things like, you know, getting up at 4:45 in the morning and doing 108 bows. Can you believe it? And, you know, sitting in the morning and eating out of these funny bowls and working during the day. Sitting at night till 9:30, and then one day we're sitting at night till 9:30, and the head monk at the time, who's this very imposing kid of about 22, says with a big grin on his face, hey, we have a big truckload of wood that needs to be unloaded. So there I was contemplating truth, you know, carrying all this wood, trying to keep up with everybody else, and I'm asking myself, what's going on here? And that's what Sunstream calls together action. So Sunstream always says that in Korea, you know, washing potatoes, if you wash them one at a time, it takes a long time for them to get clean. So in Korea, if they have a bunch of potatoes to wash, they put them in a big pot full of water, they take a stick, they stir it up, the potatoes rub against each other and clean each other. So little did I know that in asking me to move to Providence, Sunstream was just dumping me in the pot. And it works. It's like when you have to live day in and day out with people and find a way of getting along and working together and hopefully even enjoying it, you have to put a lot down. In fact, if you don't put it down, it's not possible. You can't stay there. Sunstream was talking just before we came here about Zen is really ordinary life, everyday life. So I was really running as fast as I could away from everyday life. I could never deal with it. I mean, you know, parents, children, oh my God. So what was my cure, you know, to get put in living with a whole bunch of people? And as a good friend of mine said, you know, Zen, there are a lot of ways that we try to avoid our problems, but Zen means just confronting them head on. And Zen, Buddhism, whatever it is, what we're doing. And Sunstream is amazing because he will not shrink from anything. And he'll gradually, you know, any teacher will give us the courage to really face the one thing we always thought we couldn't face. And actually, you know, once you stop thinking about it and try it, it's not all that bad. So recently, the fellow that I had been so had this thing about came out to LA, and we had a great time together for a while, till circumstances parted our karma. But it just goes to show, though, that it is possible to completely change your life. And I always think of Sansanin when I think of that. He got enlightenment at age 22 in Korea, got transmission of the Dharma from the leading Zen master at the time, instantly became famous, spent 15 years in the highest administrative posts in Korea of the Buddhist order. He was also been in the army. In short, he had it made. And suddenly he just left. He went to Japan for 9 years, made a couple of temples there, and then he came to this country with no money, no English, and certainly no reputation, I mean, among Americans. It's really an amazing thing to imagine someone doing that. You know, I mean, imagine the Archbishop of Canterbury doing that, or, you know, anyone you know in public life. But Sansanin not only does it, but he has a good time doing it. That's the most amazing thing to me. So what I think I've found and all of my friends have found is that when you practice and really keep this mind that doesn't know anything, that doesn't depend on our past, our future, our attainments, whatever we think those might have been, but just, you know, the wall's brown, the rug's red. I'm sitting here giving a Dharma talk. I've got about a minute and a half before he bops me on the head. That's all there is. That's all you can rely on. And it's enough. You know, it works. So I'm really glad to have come here, to be here. And Sansanin loves to answer questions. And he's not at all insulted if you ask him a strong or a hard question, or if you fight with him. He always says, first fight, then become more close. So I hope you will ask him some good questions. Thank you.
I ask you this, before you believe in God? Believe in God. Have you been to church?
The important thing was that they were Methodist and they were always talking about God and Jesus and said, and they told me that if I asked Jesus to come into my life, then he would and guide me. I was young and sincere, and so I went on a mountaintop and I asked Jesus to come into my life. And here I am.
All right. You already attained Zen. That's the Zen, okay? Okay, if you believe in God, that is also Zen. Go YMCA, went to the YMCA, your sports, some typing, that's also Zen. When you're hungry, what? When you're hungry.
I eat food.
Correct. When you're tired.
If I sleep before I can.
Correct. Somebody hungry, what can you do?
Eat food if I have it.
Correct. That's the Zen. Zen is not special. One of my students, New Haven, Rusty, he's a minister. Also Dharma teacher. So he stay at this Zen center. Then Sunday, then go to church service. That's Zen. Western mind, Eastern mind, doesn't matter, okay? Your mind, in your mind, there has the Western, Eastern, okay? Hungry time, just eat. Tired time, just sleep. Somebody hungry, give the food. Somebody sad, together sad. That's the Zen. Very simple, yeah? Okay. Okay, more question.
Who suffers more, the eater or the eaten?
Who is more suffering? If we have much desire, more suffering. No desire, not suffering. That's all. computer, you know. Many into the idea that computer very complicated, okay? Don't into idea that computer empathy, then not working, okay? Then rest, sleep. So if your computer too much into, then your head complicate. Rest, become simple. Too much into nowadays people, you know. So too much complicate, too much way. This way is good, this way is good, this way is good, you know. So meditation means your complicated mind become simple. Just watching, what are you doing now? Yeah, you all teachers said, just watching your action, you know. Thinking time, just what? Eating, just eat. Hungry time, just watching your hungry mind, okay? Yeah. That's the simple, very simple, okay? Don't make anything. If you make this mind have a proper mind, everybody make a mind. What is your mind? Where is your mind? You know, what is mind? Everybody don't understand mind. And say, my mind. That's a have a problem, okay? Don't make a mind. Just do it. Just watching. Just do it. Just check. Just do it. Okay. Then very simple. Your life very simple. But you make my mind, then have problem. My mind, they want, my mind very sad. My mind very suffering. This mind have problem. So Buddha said, everything created by mind alone. If you no mind, not make anything, then you are complete. If you no mind, cannot make anything. If you have a mind, make something. So you take away your mind, then no problem, don't make anything. Then you are complete. You are Buddha. Very simple, yeah? That's our practice, yeah? Vipassana meditation, Zen meditation, not different. Don't make anything. Just do it. Just watch. Okay? Just watch. What is that? Huh? Wood? Okay. Somebody said stick. But this stick never say I am wooden, never say I am stick. This stick said, okay? Yeah? This stick never say I am stick. Who makes stick? You make stick. Okay. Just bring this bell, okay? This sound comes from where? Not bad, but... So that sound comes from where? This bell? This hammer? Maybe if you have no ears, have no ear, how can hear this sound, yeah? Maybe hear, yeah? The next, have no consciousness, how can work in this ear? Then consciousness also comes from where? It's consciousness, mind. Then no mind, then cannot hear this sound, yeah? So maybe this mind make this sound. No. Mind make sound. Then which one? This sound comes a bell or hammer or this ear or consciousness or mind? Which one? Too complicated. That name's a sutra. You understand sutra? Buddha the teaching. Sutra make it complicate. Meditation means complicate Buddha's mind, is become simple, become simple, become. This bell comes from where? Just the head. Then you and this sound already become one. Don't make a subject, don't make object. Object, subject, subject, object, make this sound. Right? That's all. Subject, subject, and object. That make something. That means the subject plus object equal enlightenment. Just past enlightenment day, you know, December 8th, that's enlightenment day. What is enlightenment? You plus sky equal what? Huh? Sky? No, sky. You plus sky, then what? What kind of color is the sky? Correct? You plus dog what? Everybody understand? Correct. Woof, woof. Also very simple. You plus sugar equal what? Sweet. Yeah, sweet. So sky is blue, dog barking, woof, woof. Sugar is sweet. That's all truth. Yeah? That's just simple, very simple, okay? That's all. Don't make I. Don't make something. Just do it. Not just watch. When you see, watch this sky, just blue. Just here. Just here. Dog barking. Then just walk, walk, walk. When you eat the sugar in your mouth, just sweet, just sweet. That's all. Yeah. So I ask you 9 days, 9 days of meditation. What did you attain?
Joy in this mindful life. How? What is? What about joy, happiness? You know, have a good time.
Happiness. What is happiness? I ask you, what are you doing now? Is that the happiness? Good. You already got the happiness. So happiness is two kind, opposite happiness. That opposite happiness means happiness and sad. That you don't like sad. Then you, I want something, then I get. Then your happiness cannot get sadness. That's thy happiness. Then next happiness means don't make anything. Don't make anything. If you don't make anything, there has no like, dislike. If you have no like, dislike, then there has no life and death, also coming, going, high, low. Then that is a true happiness, never changing happiness. So Buddha said, all formations appearing and disappearing. That law of appearing and disappearing. If you both appearing and disappearing disappear, that's stillness breath. That's true happiness. That's stillness true happiness. Okay? So you must take away inside appearing, disappearing mind. No mind then not appear, not disappear. If you have mind, appear, disappear, okay? So don't make mind. No mind. Don't make mind. Just watching. Just perceive. Yeah? He talk about just it carpet is red, okay? What is brown? Sitting is white, that's all. Then that mind is a very relaxed mind, very enough mind. This world now they're very complicated. Yeah, very tight. Complicated and very tight. And many happening, many happening, strange weather, strange this earthquake or tornado or strange this, sickness, many kind of cancer appear, also many kind of this, mind sickness, okay, crazy people appear, business also crazy, or everything's crazy, Political situation also more crazy, okay? So everything's a political problem and education problem, religion problem, any kind of problem, business problem, okay? So maybe it's a problem, problem, then tight, then finally explode. Soon this world will explode, soon, maybe tomorrow, maybe day after tomorrow, explode this world. Then how do you stay alive? That point. How do you stay alive? Can I come in here meditation? Yeah, that's okay, no problem. That means outside world always explodes non-stop, okay? Changing. But if you, in your mind, have no appearance, disappearance, then outside changing doesn't matter. So you must find never changing, never broken things. What is never changing, never broken things? What is that? Then no problem. Disappear. Your body disappear, doesn't matter. Huh? That's your head. That's my hand. That's my body. My body have life and death, but who control this body? Huh? I. What is I? Huh? The I comes from where? Who make this I? That's the point. Who make this I? Long time ago, Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Very simple, yeah? I think, therefore, I am. The next course, I not thinking, therefore, what? That's the point, okay? Your thinking make I, but not thinking, no I. No I means we say that's human nature. Human nature is a universal nature, okay? Not different. This nature is not different. So, human nature. Human nature, from human nature, mind appear. Mind appear, thinking appear. Thinking appear, dharma appear. Dharma appear, form appear. form appear, like dislike, life and death, happiness, sadness, all appear. Mind disappear, thinking disappear. Thinking disappear, dharma disappear. Dharma disappear, form disappear. Form disappear, like dislike, everything disappear. Then only your nature bright. So don't make mind, then your nature already appear, your nature. Yeah. So Japanese Zen said, kensho means, kensho means that is see nature. Yeah? If you make mind, cannot see your nature. Your nature never disappear, never changing, never broken. So that is point. So 9-day retreat. Second question is for whom, for what? 9-day retreat, for what? For body? For mind? No good. This mind, for mind more have problem, okay? For what? Yeah? 9-day retreat, for what? 9-day retreat, for what? That's a problem. Don't make for what, just do it. What do you see now? What are you doing now? Just do it. That's the correct thing. Correct also meditation, okay? If you have mind, then mind appear, your opinion, your condition, your situation appear. Mind disappear, your opinion, your condition, your situation disappear. Then, correct opinion, correct condition, correct situation appear. Correct opinion means not different. You have no eye, just think, just hear, just smell, just taste, just touch, just think. So take away this mind, okay? The mind is, we say, a big hotel or company, then I hope they have manager. Understand, but manager, yeah. So manager anytime, I am master, I am owner, that's wrong. So you must kill this manager. Straight this owner, talk to this thinking. That we say, just think. When you drive car, somebody appear in front of your car, then this mind, little lazy, okay? Cannot work. Your foot break this. You push the brake. That we say, just think. No use mind. Straight mind thinking straight. Nature and your thinking straight working, together working. Mind is not necessary, okay? That is just think. Just think. What is brown? Just think. Just hear. Don't make a mind. Just hear. Okay? Just smell, just taste, just do it. That's very simple, you know. The plus mind then have a problem. Your mind, my mind different. Yeah? Your opinion, my opinion different. So same picture, same, you know, Dharma room, same Buddha, you know. Oh, Buddha? Buddha, that's very wonderful Buddha. Then somebody say, no, then that's not wonderful, but that's Hinayana Buddhism Buddha. No good. So some must say very good, some must say no good, no good. So it's holding something, okay? Opinion different. So first people say beautiful Buddha, wonderful Buddha. Next people say no good, they Hinayana Buddhism, but Buddha, no good, no good, no good. This is the same Buddha, why no good, why good, okay? The mind says opinion different. Okay? Have no mind. Just, oh, wonderful Buddha, we bow to necessary, okay? If you meet the Buddha, just bow. Good, bad, doesn't matter, okay? Don't make good and bad, just bow. That's correct relationship, correct situation, correct function, okay? That's correct function. This watch, that watch. This watch, oh, not so good watch, this is not so good. Somebody says, oh, very, very good watch. The good, bad, only fighting, okay? Then what is the watch correct function, you know? Good, bad doesn't matter. Yeah, this 3 minutes before 8. That's all. Good and bad doesn't matter. Correct function, correct relationship, correct situation. My situation, watch situation, okay? If you have mind, then not do that, okay? Good and bad, you know. I like that, I don't like that. Yeah? Good, bad, high, low, good, coming, going. All opposite thinking up here. That's a have problem. So put it all down, very important. Put it all down. So today I some writing, give it to the teacher. Put it all down. So that put it all down means human beings no meaning. Yeah? No meaning. Why everybody appeared in this world? Why? Before you come in this world, you talk to your mother or father? I soon come up, please help me. Never say that, yeah? So that's the big mistake. Everybody come in this world. When you come in this world, already big mistake. So the mistake, how make a correct? How make a correct? Yeah? That's our practice, how make correct. So that's a very important point. Everybody mistake, you know, mistake. Buddha appeared this world. Buddha appeared this world. Then already complete, then not practicing. Not practicing. But he don't understand what is life, what is death. Why human beings are alive? Why getting old? Why sickness? Why die? Don't understand. So went to this mountain, then sat under the Bodhi tree. For 6 years, yeah. He make himself for suffering, okay? If you have suffering, more make suffering necessary, then the suffering go away. If you have everybody, oh, some have suffering, then I don't like suffering, you know. I don't like suffering, more suffering. If you have suffering, more make suffering. Come in here, more. Then, okay, sit then, or sit in meditation. Then more suffering. Then the suffering go away. That means Oriental this medicine book said, if you heart sickness, use heart medicine. Cold sickness, use cold medicine. So Buddha much have suffering, okay? What is life? What is death? Much thinking, suffering, suffering, suffering. So Buddha much have suffering, okay? What is life? What's death? Much thinking, suffering, suffering, suffering. So he went to the, make suffering. Only stay paralyzed. No suffering. Yeah? Good food, good situation, beautiful grow, many drink, many dancing. No problem. But, oh, pray. Then cut hair. Then went to the mountain. You are this 9-day sit meditation. Buddha is not 9 days, For six years. Huh? Also, Bodhidharma sat in the sodium for 9 years. One is 9 days, this much. That So that means Buddha much suffering. So use suffering medicine, then take away suffering. Okay. Human means coming empty hand, going empty hand. That's human beings. When you are born, where do you come from? When you die, where do you go? Life is like a floating cloud which appears. Death is like a floating cloud which disappears. The floating cloud does not exist. Human beings coming, going, also like that. But there is one thing always remains clear. That is pure and clear, not depend on life and death. Then what is the one pure and clear thing? That's a point. What is that? Buddha attained that. So attain that, then there is no life, no death. Our body is like a floating cloud, but there is one thing. There's one thing that has no life and death. Not depend on life and death. Always remains clear. So we must find that and get out this life and death necessary. Then this world, next morning, explode, doesn't matter. What is afraid? Yeah? Okay, more question? Compassion? How are you today? Good. That's wonderful. That's Zen compassion. I like you very much, so how are you today? Give me your suffering. Oh, I get your suffering, your normal suffering, okay? You cannot find your suffering, yeah? Only you make suffering. Tomorrow morning, okay? Tomorrow morning, you will die. What can you do? You carrying suffering? Tomorrow morning. Where do you carry your suffering? Where? You have a pocket? Mind pocket?
I carry mind.
You're carrying your mind. Where is your mind? You make something. You make mind, suffering, and caring, all make. It's already all gone, your suffering. So you must moment to moment you must die. Then no problem. So I ask you, why do you putting around your corpse? Why do you putting around your corpse? What do you say?
Why are you pulling around your corpse? Why are you dragging your corpse?
Where do you come from? I ask you. Where
do you come from?
Your hand, your head, your body from upstairs. Your true self comes from where? Don't know, yeah? That's your body name. I don't like your body name. What is your true self name? Don't know. Yeah? How old are you? When you die, where do you go? So, coming don't know, name don't know, age don't know, going don't know. So, you are don't know. I give it to you, don't know name, okay? If you don't know, only go straight, don't know, very interesting, okay? So listen to me, only keep don't know mind and listen to me, then soon understand. When you're thinking, your mind, my mind, different. When you cut off all thinking, then your mind, my mind is the same. If you keep don't know mind 100%, don't know. Then you don't know mind, my don't know mind, somebody don't know mind, it's the same don't know mind. Because don't know mind already stop thinking. Stop thinking is no thinking. No thinking means empty mind. Empty mind is before thinking, before thinking. You before thinking your substance, my before thinking my substance, then stick substance, universal substance, everything substance, the same substance. So when you keep don't know mind 100%, don't know, that time, already, you are universe, universe is you. You and everything already become one. That's we say primary point, so don't know is not don't know. Don't know is a primary point name is don't know. But somebody say primary point is mind or Buddha or God or nature or substance or absolute or energy or holy or consciousness or everything. But the true primary point, there's no name, no form, no speech, no word, because before thinking. Only when you keep don't know mind 100%, don't know, that time, you and everything already become one, okay? So I ask you, when you keep don't know that time, this deck and you, are they the same or different? This substance, your substance, are they the same or different? Correct, same. But if you say same, I hate you 3 times. If you say different also, I hate you 3 times. Because primary point is before thinking there's no speech, no word. Open your mouth already mistake. So close your mouth, yes, same, but open your mouth, mistake. Close mouth, how do you say, this deck and you, are they the same or different? You ask him, this deck and you, are they the same or different? Correct. That sound, this sound substance, your substance, this substance, universal substance, the same. So open mouth, not necessary, just demonstration. No, just do it. Long time ago, Heicho Zen Master, before I become Zen Master, he visited this Boban Zen Master, the number one. That we are Zen, five school. Rinzai School, Soto School, Boban School, Unmun School, Yuan School. This five school. That's first Boban School. Very sharp, very strong teaching that. The Heicho visited this Boban Zen Master. Zen Master, please teach me. You not believe me, so I cannot teach you. Zen Master, I walking 700 miles walking, come here. I believe you, so I come in here. No, you not believe me. How can I believe you? What things from this 7 miles and walking, come here. What things come in here? Don't know, yo. What things come in here? Don't understand. That time, if you keep don't know mind, then there has no me and you. So now you ask me, then what is Buddha? Then Heicho, yes, that is Buddha. then poof, got enlightenment. Yeah? What is the Buddha? Heto, yes sir. That's the Buddha. That's very simple, okay? Understand? So what is the Buddha? You ask me. One more 900 day retreat necessary.
Purpose, reason.
Ah, reason.
Why sitting? Yeah.
Why sitting?
Yeah.
So that is a wise thing. Then I ask you, why do you eat every day?
Have desire?
Only that? Then your desire meditation.
Yeah, there is. I do desire.
Huh? What say? What kind? Before meditation, what kind of reason? What kind of reason? Before meditation. What kind of reason?
My purpose was, is, I still think, I don't know anymore, but originally it was that I felt confused in my relations with things. I didn't know what, I felt confused and I related and spoke and saw things. I didn't know what I was seeing or what I was doing. And I felt that somehow meditation would enable there to be a harmony, that I would be able to be more at peace.
You are already you become harmony. Become harmony means there is no reason. Because human beings, no meaning, no reason, no choice, three kind. No meaning, no reason, no choice. So you already attain no reason. That's wonderful. You pay more necessary. It's the center, okay? You already attain no reason. That's wonderful. Why not? What's the problem with you? No problem, yeah? Have a problem? No problem. Don't make anything, okay? Human beings, original is no meaning, no reason, no choice. That three kind. If you still have something more clean, one more 900 day necessary. Because this meditation means to clean your consciousness, clean your mind, clean, 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 clean. So this Dharma room is this dry cleaning center. 9 day clean, 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 but still have something. So more clean necessary. More 9 day clean, clean. Then this mind disappear, then no more clean. If we have still mind, more clean necessary, more clean. Then finally mind disappear, then finish. Okay? Okay, one question here.
What is the difference between truth and reality?
What?
Truth and reality, how different?
Truth, reality. If you're thinking, different. If you're not thinking, it's the same. So, over there.
You're saying that we should meditate until we stop thinking, or we should stop thinking now?
What's that?
Did he say? Are you saying we must more meditation someday stop thinking, or just now stop thinking?
Stop thinking, not stop thinking, doesn't matter. You must, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? Listen, correct. Keep this in mind. Moment to moment, just watching. Yeah, your teachers are just watching. That's what we say, just do it. Watching, do it is the same meaning, okay? When you're doing something, just do it. That is not stop thinking, not thinking. We say, just think. Just watching. Just do it. Thinking is sometimes wonderful. Sometimes bad. What kind of thinking is bad? What kind of thinking is good? Thinking for me. Thinking for me, then bad. Thinking for the people, that's wonderful. Thinking for other people, that's a bodhisattva thinking. Thinking for me, that's desire, anger, ignorance thinking. Okay? So thinking is not good, not bad. How correct function your thinking? Correct function thinking. That's very important. Only for me, no good. For me, make more bad karma. Only for other people, that's help other people. That's the point. Okay? Okay, more question?
Where do our thoughts, where's our thinking comes from?
Oh, where thinking come from? So I ask you, where do you come from?
I am not my thinking.
I am not thinking?
I and my thinking different.
I and the thinking different? Then I only this take a hit to you, I, and a hit to you thinking. Then what can you do? Only I thinking, only one time hit is not, but you, I, and the thinking different. So I hit your thinking, two times. Then what do you say?
Out.
Out, correct. Two time out necessary. One time not enough.
I'm also aware of the thinking. I mean, though, you know, physically I might feel ouch, there's also some kind of definition of my thinking happening and not knowing where the thoughts are coming from. And there's an observation of them. It's as if there are two things.
That's what we say, checking. Checking. Okay? Checking. Okay? That's not thinking, just checking. So you start checking necessary. What is that? What is this? That's my finger. Too much thinking, so that you don't understand my finger. So just think. The finger is a finger. Yeah. So I ask you, 1 + 2 = what? 1 + 2 equals what? Again thinking? Yeah. So I ask you, 1 plus 2 equals what? Correct. Is that good or bad? Neither, not good, not bad, you know. Okay, again I ask you. You ask me, 1 plus 2 equals what? You ask me.
1 plus 2
equals what? Zero.
Why?
Why? Okay. Somebody give to me 1 apple. I ate. The next 2 apples, I ate. Somebody give to me 3 apples, all gone, my stomach. So 1 plus 2 equals 0. So you say 1 plus 2 equals 3. I say 1 plus 2 equals 0. Which one is correct? You too much thinking, so I give to you thinking medicine. So which one is correct? 1 plus 2 equals 3, 1 plus 2 equals 0. But this 1 comes from where? This 2 comes from where? 3 comes from where? 0 comes from where? Made by thinking. So, first meditation. Only breathing, just breathing, watching. Or don't know, or move, or any kind of meditation. No problem. Then, water is mountain is water. That's the form is emptiness, emptiness is a form. Little bit understand that. This world only changing. Form is emptiness form. So water is mountain is water. Then more meditation. Then no form, no emptiness. No mountain, no water. Because the sun, the moon, the star never say, I am sun. Never say, I am moon. Never say, I am star. Never say that, okay? Only all made by thinking. If you cut of all thinking, no sun, no moon, no star, no mountain, no water, no form, no emptiness. Okay? Then more practice. Then complete emptiness, complete stillness. Then more practice, then stillness is keeping mind with clear like space, very clear, very pure. That mind is clear like space. Clear like space means clear like mirror. Red come, just red. White come, just white. So mountain coming, just mountain. Water coming, just water. So that means we say form is form, emptiness is emptiness. Which means mountain is mountain, water is water. Okay? So that's three kinds. Form is emptiness, form. That's a mountain is a water, water is a mountain. The next, no form, no emptiness, no mountain, no water. The next, mountain, oh, form is a form, emptiness, mountain is just a mountain, water is a water. Which one do you like? Huh?
Water
is water. Oh, that's good. But one more step necessary. That means only mountain, water is water, then it's like that. So that is cup. We demonstrate, say this cup. If you say cup, you attach the name and form. If you say not cup, you attach it to emptiness. Is this a cup or not? Not cup, then attach the emptiness. It's a cup, then attach the name and the form. You ask me, is that cup or not? Correct. Correct drink, yeah. Correct, just drink. Correct function. Cup, not cup, doesn't matter. Okay? Then now we understand. That's what. If you say what, you attach the name and the form. If you say not what, you attach to emptiness. Is a what or a not? Correct. Very good. Oh. Well, 9 days. More pay money necessary. Yeah, okay, you good. Then, now understand. This cup, this watch, are they the same or different? Oh, not that. Only that. Only that. Yeah, people are saying, that's a drink. That check time. Okay? Drink, check time. When you see this cup, just correct the watch. Then what kind of correct watching means correct relationship, correct function, correct situation. Correct function means drink, and the correct relationship means cup is into this some water, drink. That's correct situation. Correct relationship or correct relationship. Cup and me, correct relationship. I use this cup, okay? So, correct function, correct relations, correct situation means just drink. Watch, just watch. 8:30. So we are now understand. First practicing. Form is emptiness. Emptiness form means what is cup. Cup is what. The next more practicing. Then no form, no emptiness. Then no cup, no watch. Then little more practicing. Form is the form, emptiness. That means cup is cup, watch is watch. But that's not enough. Cup is cup, watch. Watch is watch, not enough. How correct the function? Not say anything, just demonstrate. Drink, watching. Then mountain is mountain, water is not enough. Mountain just blue, water is flowing. That's correct. Okay? That means if you keep only go straight before thinking, just correct watching, moment watching, then correct function, correct relations, correct situation possible. Then mountains are just blue. Water is just flowing. Yeah? Not say mountain. Water. Just water is flowing. Cup is just drink. Watch is just what? Check time. Bell is just hit. That's all. Very simple, yeah? So, most important, you must practice any kind of meditation, no problem. The meditation and this, Vipassana inside the meditation, you just meditation, your center becomes stronger. Finally, your center strong, then your center grow up, it's a clear-like space. So your center is a clear-like space. Then clear-like space means a clear-like meal. Red come just red. White come just white. Somebody hungry give the food. Somebody thirsty give the drink. Just watching make a correct idea, correct situation, correct function. That is a correct meditation. Then this world no problem. What is world peace? World peace. World peace means everybody holding my opinion, my condition, my situation, and make this like, dislike. Russia like, dislike. America like, dislike. So make this alarm band, nuclear weapons, then fighting each other. You know. Take away our opinion, my condition, my situation. That name is put it all down. Then your mind, my mind, your nature, my nature, connect. That's become harmony. Become harmony is peace of mind. So everybody coming here meditation, then world peace is no problem. They're not meditation, so this time appear this world. So now that we are correct meditation, teaching political people and the business people, education people, all teaching them necessary. So our practice very important. So everybody listen to your teacher, the practice, teacher's this speech and this correct this direction, and find your true self very important. So I give you homework, three homework. Why do you eat every day? Number one. Why is the sky blue? Number two. When does your sugar become sweet? Number three. Okay. If you attain that, then attain correct way. Why do you eat every day? That means your direction, correct way. Human beings, correct way. Then why is the sky blue? If you attain that, you attain truth. When does your sugar become sweet? Attain that, you attain correct life. So if you attain your true self, then find the correct way and the truth, correct life. Bible said, I am the way and the truth and the correct life. Same way. But our meditation, Buddhism meditation means myself. Practicing, attain my true self, and find the correct way and the truth, correct life. So I hope only go straight, just practicing. And your center stronger, stronger, stronger. Soon get enlightenment, save all people from suffering. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.